Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers Fantasy Football Premier League podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon and Hector, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on in their bid to be crowned the champion for 2021-22. Hello, hello, and you're very welcome to another episode. Eamon is with me, and so is Hector. Good day to both of you, gentlemen.
Hello, it's nice to be here. I hope everybody is keeping well.
Hello, thank you as well. All very good here. Captain Mick isn't joining us, of course, this week. He's tied up with other business. So it's us, the three amigos.
Well, Doc, that's it, or the three Scalachicos, as some liberal listeners might call us.
Yeah, you know something? I am not the Scalachico. I am, an hombre.
No, it's Scalachico.
That's why I was trying to say that. Squalocracchico.
No, Scalachico.
I think hombre is better.
Whatever you're into anyway, Hector. Okay, gentlemen. Game week 28. It's time to review it. Let's get the show on the road. We have listeners here who are itching to find out what's going on in the league. What's going on with our managers? The highest points in game week 28, 214. Average points were 68. Eamon, are we in for any surprises this week?
I think we might have one or two surprises. I think that a couple of managers might have done something that we didn't expect that they would do. And it's shaking up the table. And I think that we're now seeing the final run of games here, and this is going to really dictate where people are going to end up.
Mm-hmm. Hector? I think that when you see one or two of the moves by some of the managers, you have to say to yourself, they are the corners. They are showing other managers how to do it.
Well, look, we're not going to waste time on the chitty chat business here. Let's get stuck in. First place, Sarri KDB. No change there. 136 points. They played a bench boost. They had 7 transfers and lost 24 points, Eamon. Talk to us about this.
Well, yeah, 7 points. 7 transfers, sorry, and 24 points. It was a really big, bold move to do. They brought Coutinho in, who got 23 points, and put Foden out, who got 2 points. Sass was brought in, who got 6 points. Davies was put out for 6. Jimenez came in for 9, and Weghorst was put out for 2 points. Cody was brought in for 7. Laporte was put out, he only got 2 points. Rudiger came in, he got 6 points, and Cancelo was put out for 2 points. And Mount was brought in, he got 16 points, and Bowen was put out for the 1 point. And Foster was brought in for 1 point, and Sanchez went out for 1 point. Now, you know, the Foster transfer didn't really pay off. The Sass transfer didn't really pay off because, you know, you put a guy out, you got the same amount of points there. However, the rest of the transfers really were spot on. And especially so, they had Mount as their captain. He ended up with 32 points. And surrounding Mount then, we had Rafinha had 3, Salah 3, Broja 4, Pukki got 15 points. And on the bench, Ramsdale had 2 points. Son had 7. Alexander-Arnold had 12 points and Robertson had 6 points. There wasn't enough room for those guys on that pitch. As I said, it's a bold move. The transfers were perfect apart from, as I said, Sass and Foster. And it's a manager who believes in himself. To lose 24 points, like you're minus 24 before a ball is kicked. You have to make that up there. And to get 136 points, it's a bold move. But they had confidence that they were picking the right players to carry through on this. The bench boost, perfectly timed as well. Nice to get those points in there. And I think this is a manager who's saying to the rest of them, this is what I can do. What can you do? What are you able to do? And I think that it's a sign that this manager has, you know, they're very nearly there. We're on the home stretch, more or less. You know, another 1 or 2 game weeks, and they've tidied it up. They really have an unassailable lead at the moment. They would have to lose, minus 50 or minus 60 points if they were going to do transfers in order to collapse, and you need the like of, let's face it, Tobogger 6 to do some amazing piece of tactical work. I mean, they would have to be getting something like 150, 160 points, and Sarri KDB only getting, 50, and that's not going to happen. Look, for me, they're the star manager of game week 28.
Yeah, minus 24 points. I don't think we've ever had a manager lose that many points, have we?
No, we haven't. But as I said, this is a manager who has complete belief in what they're doing, and that's what you do.
Second place then, Tolbagger 6, 65 points. They had 2 transfers and they lost 4 points. Hector, over to you.
They brought in Rudiger, he got the 6 points. They put out Robinson, he also got the 6 points. Ramsey was brought in for 6 points and the Sar was put out, he no play. And, you know, they had Rudiger then as their captain, they got the 12 points. Foster is in goal, he got the 1 point. Alexander Arnold had 12, Livermento 1, Cancelo 2, Salah had 3 points, Rafinha 3 points, Saka 12 points. Jimenez up front with 9 points and Dennis 4 points. So, you know, the forwards doing good. The bench then bit mediocre. Ramsdale 2 points, Bowen 1, Weghorst 2, and Tierney 1 point. And, you know, the Rudiger and the Robinson transfer, you lose 4 points from that. That's not really good. I think they should have left Robinson where he was. But, you know, they got 65 points. They're 3 points below the average. Won't be happy with this. They will be looking and hoping that they could improve that.
Yeah, they're looking to improve every week, Hector, and we're not seeing that. And you know, this is yet again another week where they're not getting any traction. And they you know, they're slipping little by little there. Like 65 points to 136. It's just, they're not even on the same road to the ballpark. It's then the Tolbagger 6. Their season has been, now they're in second place, but I have to say, I think it's been a dismal season for them. They haven't really shone, they haven't performed, and I think they floundered quite a lot.
Why do you think that is, Eamon?
I don't really know. It'll be interesting if you get a chance to interview the manager again. You interviewed him once. He always did say that, you know, the getting the right players and getting the team together took time. They've had 28 weeks and I'm still not seeing a complete team here.
Third place then is Arkham Avengers. No change here. 84 points. They had 2 transfers. They also lost 4 points, Eamon.
Well, the Spoofer is doing quite well there. He brought in Cash for 29 points and Sanchez went out for 1 point. Willock was 4 points in. Zaha went out 8 points. Matt's not adding up there, but he's not going to worry about it. Sast was the goalkeeper, 9 points. Alexander Arnold had 12 points. Cody 7, Cancelo 2, Rafinha 3. Opted for Salah as the captain and only got the 6 points. St. Maximin got a paltry 1 point. Jimenez got 9. Weghorst got the 2 points. The bench, you know, Sanchez, the goalkeeper, the point. Dallas 4, Tierney 1. He has Saka there for 12 points. Probably would have been nice if, you know, he dropped maybe Rafinha out or something like that and had Salah in there. But or even Willock, you know, put one of those guys out. But look, it's another good week for the Spoofer, in fairness. 84 points keeps them ahead of the average, keeps them clipping at the Tolbaggers there. This, I think, probably is as good as it gets for the Spoofer.
Fourth place then is Legion 11. 104 points. They had 1 transfer. Eamon, can I go to you on this one again?
You certainly can. Yes. I'm sure that Hector won't mind. Yeah, I looked at this and I thought this was an amazing piece of footballing to get this amount with just the 1 transfer. I mean, didn't lose any points here. They brought in Cash for 29 points and put Keane out, who got minus 2. So that has to be a perfect business. But not only did they bring in Cash, but they made him his captain. That's 58 points. Ramsdale, the goalkeeper, got 2 points. Alexander Arnold got 12. Cody 7. Cancelo was there too. Salah 3. Rafinha 3. Now he had Bernardo, who got 6 points, which was quite good. St. Maximin was again there with his 1 point. And his buddy Mope got 1 point, and Jimenez had the 9 points. The bench is not great. It's very weak. Sanchez got 1 point, the goalkeeper. Bowen 1. Fabinho got the 3 points and White had 1 point. But it's a really good result, I have to say. And this is a manager who looks like they're pushing, going to push the Spoofer for third place. I think it's, when you think about it, like Sarri KDB got 132 points, fair play, but they lost minus 24. This manager got 104 points and didn't lose any points. There is a manager who has learned a lot. The new manager, they've learned a lot this season. I'm impressed with this. Hector, would you be impressed with this?
Yeah, I would have said I was impressed with it. If I had a chance to talk about this player, this manager, these players, I would have said I was impressed. But no, he's not getting no chance. He wants to take all the spotlights. And then, hold on a moment. Hector, you're going to get your chance now. Yes, great. Well, I hope the team I get will be, you know, 105 points and I can talk about them. Well, your team actually here that you're going to be talking about is Raglan Road and they got 68 points. Go ahead there, Hector. Oh, yeah, okay. They had the 1 transfer. They brought the Salah in for 3 points.
But they put the Sonny Son out for 7 points. I always keep the Sonny Son in. He ain't able to keep him in there. He be getting you points week in, week out on times. May not always shine, but he's a player not to be kicking out too quick. Then the seven that they brought in, they made him captain, 6 points. The goalkeeper, Son, 9 points. Cancelo, 2. Cody, 7. Alexander Arnold, 12. Saka had the 12 points. Good player to have in there. Bernardo, 6 points, sorry. Zaha, 8 points. De Boon got 1, along with the St. Maximin. The Dennis, he got the 4 points. On their bench, not too hot, I have to say. I would be a little bit concerned, but the Guetta got the 8 points. Me had no point. Coquerio has 1 point. Nudo had no point. I think the transfer not good. It backfired badly. And for me, this is a manager who had a lot of form. And I think now they're losing something that's not looking too good here. But like every manager will go through a little dip at times. And perhaps maybe this is Raglan's week. Very good. Sixth place, a non-mover, is Lafayette Lions, 62 points. Now, Eamon, what do we make of this manager and their team? Now, they had 2 transfers, didn't lose any points. A bit of wise movement there. They brought Neves in, who got 13 points. They put the Donkey Fernandez out, who got 2. You got that spot on there, whoever you are, manager. And then they brought Kane in for 13 points. They put Brozier out for 4. Very good transfer work. I'd be very impressed with that. Now, their captain choice is questionable and debatable. You know, they had those 2 very good players brought in and they opted for Ward-Prowse and they got 8 points. Their goalkeeper is Ramsdale, got 2. Gabriel got 1 point. Alexander-Arnold got 12 points. White had 1 point. Rafinha had 3. Salah had 3 points. Dennis 4 and Vegard 2. Their bench is poor. It's pretty shocking. Backman didn't get anything. Diaz didn't get any points. Bowen had 1, and then Kane for -2. At this point, I'd be shipping Kane out. I think he's a liability there. Then look, another. It's not a shining week, but they didn't lose any ground, and I think they'd be pleased with that. And there's not much else you can do about it. They're going through the motion at the moment. They're not threatening anybody. It's a matter of them just staying the course. Now, up to 7th is Ain't Got a Clue. They got 80 points, lads. Hector, no transfers with this manager.
No transfers. And they went for Salah as captain. 6 points.
Look, in fairness, I think they didn't do anything with their team. I think they forgot about this.
I want to talk about the team.
Sorry, yes, go ahead.
Lloris was saying goals. He got the 6 points. Cody was 7. Rudiger got 6. Van Dijk got 6. Alexander-Arnold was there with 12. Fornals got 2. Jorginho got 5 points. And Saka was there with 12. They had Douglas Luiz got 10 points. And Lacazette 8. On their bench then, their bench is so-so. They had Pope in, is that Popery or is it just Pope?
It is just Pope.
Okay, just checking, you know. It's a bit confusing sometimes, Hector, when you start going on about Pope, and, you know, Pepe Pope, and it's, okay.
I think you know, Eamon, I will continue whenever you want me to.
That's right, I'll be, I mean, it's good.
As I was saying, and they had Pope and the goalkeeper, no points. Udo had no points. Jimenez was sitting on the bench, though. He had 9 points at Sass at the 6 points.
I think that the manager here, he'd have gone down, but I don't think they were really doing anything with the team too much. And would they be able to keep this? 7th? Not sure. Not when you think who had to go down.
Well, look who did go down was Blythsome Squad, and they got 56 points, lads.
What happened here? They had 2 transfers, and they lost -4 points. They brought Ward-Prowse in for 4 points. They put Coutinho out, who got 23 points. And they brought Mings in for 14 points. Cresswell was put out for 2 points. The Coutinho being put out is a complete disaster. The transfers were just like, okay, they got 14 out of Mings, but I mean, it's and to compound the issue even more, Ward-Prowse was made captain, 8 points. Lloris there, the goalkeeper, got the 6, Cancelo 2. The usual suspects are here again, like Alexander-Arnold, 12 points. Bowen got 1 point. Hojbjerg is in there with 3 points. And I'm not rating this guy, and I'm going to put my hand down this and say, that guy just doesn't do it. He flitters about there. He will shine 1 week and we won't see him then for another month. Salah was there with 3 points. St. Maximin had 1 point. Weghurst had the 2 points. And Adams had 4 points. The bench, the goalkeeper had 8 points. That's it. The rest of the stuff was a waste of time. Nothing was working on the bench.
Is this manager in trouble, do you think, Lance?
Well, I said before, they have a habit of going down and maybe coming back up. But these days, if Ain't Got a Clue can get ahead of them, there's something wrong. Because Ain't Got a Clue is not paying any attention to the team. Then they're just coasting along. And if they can coast along and get 80 points, and Blythsome can only get 56, Blythsome has a problem. Maybe Blythsome should copy Ain't Got a Clue's team and There you go, Tosler. But sure, look, they couldn't do that, because if that's the case, like, he ain't got a clue who's ahead of them at the moment. Sure, if you decided to copy the team, then, like, they'd still be in the same position there, wouldn't they? They think Blightsome have to do something completely different, don't they? But they have to really now decide, would they do a Surrey KTB job and lose 24 points? This is the question.
Ninth place then is Mighty Defender, 65 points. They had one transfer. They brought Kane in for 13 points. They put out Antonio for 2 points.
And not lost there. Like, that was a good move. They had Sangolds for 9 points, Cancelo for two. I mean, Jansen is there with four, Dawson one, Alexander Arnold, usual suspect, got 12 points. Bowen let down again, 1 point. Fabinho the 3 points. They put Son as the captain, so they got 14 points there, which is good. And then Brownhill for 2 points. And, you know, Dennis is there as well. He's kicking him out with 4 points. There's nothing to invent about this team, in my view. They look stale. They look tired. They're not showing any enthusiasm or any gumption of trying to pull something out of the bag here. They're like, now, like, ain't got a clue. They're coasting as well.
And in 10th place, can we win against 62 points? Hector, they had one transfer. Adams came in, he had 4 points. Udo had went out for no points. They have 4 points up there. It's really not too bad. It's good. They made Adams their captain. You get 80 points there. And Kane was alongside him with 13 points. Dennis was there with 4 points. Gallagher was in midfield with 2 points. They won one. Bernardo was there with 6. Saka was there with 12 points. And then you look at Van Dijk was there with 6. Tierney 1. And Cody 7. Goalkeeper Ramsdale 2. Their bench, not active. Nah, I would not be happy with that. They need something on the bench now. Eamon, you're trying to get a word in there?
Yeah, look, this is a manager just completely out of ideas. I don't even think they're coasting. They're doing the transfer. Look, did it pay off to a degree? Did it work to the advantage of the team? No, it didn't. And, you know, they look like a manager who's just... They're rooted in tin. They're not moving out of there, which is pretty dismal, I have to say.
This is your big manager, of course. You were singing their praises last year.
I was singing their praises last year, and then I've been singing their praises again this year, but they started off on the wrong foot.
How do you mean?
I don't think they should have changed their name. Can we win again? Just gives this aura about, you know, can we win again? It's not like, if they said, you know, here we go again, might be some chance, but like, psychologically, they're on the back foot there. I've spoken about this before, and I think, you know, there's nothing much further to say about this.
11th place, a non-mover, maximum effort, 74 points. Yeah, man, we'll go to you in this one here. No transfers.
Yeah, no transfer out of the minimum effort guy. Kane was there, the captain, 26 points. Antonio, 2 points. Son was there with 7. Bernardo, 6. Bowen is there again. Bowen is a feature of most of these teams for some reason. 1 point. Bruno Guimaraes got 11 points. Handy. Gilmore got 2. Dinier got 6. Cancelo got the 2 points. Johnson got 2 points. The bench, yeah, there's no points, so there's nothing really happening there. Look, 74 points is a good result, and all credit to the, you know, Kane being the captain there, but it's a little too late, so it is. He should have been hitting these sort of points months ago.
12th place then, of course, non-mover as well. Bamford Rejects, 71 points. Hector, they had two transfers. Yeah, I mean, they lost the 4 points on this. Brogio came in 4 points. Gellhart went out 1 point. Saka came in for 12 pounds. 12 pounds or 12 pints?
12, did you say 12 pints?
12 points. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The 12 points, a month went out for 16 points. Not a great move there. Not the best move at all there. Goalkeeper was Ramsdale, 2 points. James had 18 points. Cancelo, 2. Alexander Arnold was there with the 12 points. Salah was the captain. Probably not the best decision there. Get the 6 points. Son was there, 7. Rafinha, 3. Dennis, 4 points. Brogio, 4 points. Saint-Maximin was up there, 1 point. Again, the bench, nothing much going on there. Amarty got the 6 points, but that was it. So the transfer for me, it didn't work out. But you know something? They have been very quiet for so long, but now they're starting to plug away. You know, they're up to 12th place. You know, 71 points. They're trying to do something.
They're trying to do something. Well, I'm not sure. Are they trying to do something? Like, in fairness, lads, why did they not try this transfer business a long time ago?
Well, I don't know. That's a big question about the manager.
If the manager, again, if this manager is listening, you send an email in here to Eamon, and I'd like that. I like a few answers if possible.
13th place then, non-mover as well, Rosie Rovers. 68 points, no transfers, Eamon.
Well, look, can we move on, actually?
No. Hold on. Let's have a look through the team.
Well, the donkey was the captain, 4 points. Goalkeeper was Ederson, 2 points. Cash, 29. Gabriel, 1, Cresswell 2, Mount 16, Buendia got the 2 points, Canty there, which came in handy with the 7 points. They had Bamford there, he got 1 point, and Cavani didn't get any points. Ini at Giocchio had the 4 points. Nothing happening on the beach either. Beach or the bench? The beach, nothing happening on the bench. I mean, you're getting a bit mixed up. You're the one that was talking about pints earlier on. No, I said 12 points. Yeah, it sounds like pints. 12 points. Yeah, well, it sounds like pints. Well, Eamon, you seem to have pints on the mind. Can we stick to the football here? I am. Can we move on? Because there's nothing at this here to be seen. Hector, anything to say there?
No, nothing about the team. But curious is why Eamon wanted 12 points.
I didn't say I wanted 12 points.
You were saying you wanted the points.
Are you talking points or pints? I have to say, we're very unclear about what it is.
I have to say, Eamon, I'm clear about what I'm saying. I'm talking points. Points, points, points. You're off here in another realm on points.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I was saying, actually, we should move on.
14th place and a non-mover, El Loco, John, 49 points.
Hector, not an answer. Captain Lukaku, the 2 points. Bamford, 1. Watkins got the 6. McGinn got 6. De Bruyne got 18. Rafinha, 3. Højbjerg got the 3 points. Stones got 2 points. Tierney got 1 point. White had the 1 point. And the goalkeeper, Medley, got the 6 points. There's nothing on the bench to talk about here. And I think this manager has checked out, as we said before, not doing nothing, making no changes, no change of captain, nothing, playing nothing.
And finally, in 15th place, a non-mover also. What a beauty, 99. 38 points, Eamon.
38 points. No transfers. Bernardo was the captain, got the 12 points. Dennis, 4 points. Antonio, 2. Bissouma didn't get any points. Gallagher got 2. Fernandez, the donkey, there, 2 points. Amarte, 6. Duffy didn't get anything. Rudiger had 6 points. Cancelo, 2. And the goalkeeper, Ramsdale, 2 points. I'm not going to harp on about this.
Thank God for that. You know what we do? I get tired sometimes of you listening to this.
Right. I get tired of you interrupting here at times. So if you could just... I didn't interrupt you.
Yes, you did. You interrupted me earlier on.
Okay, that's all right. Take that. Yes, I did. But can we just move on from this here a bit? I think this manager needs to do something really drastic. Use their chips, their free hits, their bench boost, their triple captains. Just go for broke here and get off the bottom of the table. Like, if they sit there at the bottom of the table, if the like of Rosie Rovers finishes above them, then I think the manager should just retire. It's a bit harsh, isn't it, Eamon? It's not harsh enough. There's a lot more I could say, but I know we run a clean show here, and I'm not going to get us into trouble on that with the commissions for broadcasting and that.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
Okay, well, that's the whole lot there. That's game week 28. So we only really had the one mover. Ain't Got a Clue went up, and Blindsome Squad went down. And game week 29, of course, is still in progress, so we'll be looking at that next week now. We'd expect any big hits next week, big changes. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay, all right. Listen, lads, thanks very much for all your input and your comments again on the league and on the table there. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very nice.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to all our listeners as well, wherever you are in the world. I hope that you've got a bit of green on and blessing of a shamrock if you can find one. If you can't find a shamrock, you can just... have a toast to the day that's in it there. And we hope that people get out to a couple of the celebrations and mind yourselves while you're out there as well. We, of course, will be back next week with another show and we'll have some more input.
I have to say, lads, just before we go, the questions and answers session was a big hit with our listeners.
Really?
It was, I have to say. We had listeners all over the place. And in fact, I hope the listeners will send in some more questions here and we can put it there.
Oh, no. I enjoyed that, so I did. But, you know, sometimes I want to do, relax a little bit, you know, and especially in this talking about, you know, I remember the wine.
Yes, I remember the wine. I still have the bill for some reason for that. I mean, I thought you were going to talk to me about this.
Yeah. I will be talking to you maybe later on, you know.
Yeah, of course. Later on, maybe on St. Patrick's Day, the two of you can sit down there and thrash out what you're going to do about this bill.
Okay, and with that, we're going to wrap it up there. Lads, thanks very much and enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much. And I hope that all our listeners enjoy St. Patrick's Day as well and the festivities wherever they are in the world. And as always, thank you for listening and taking the time there.
I'd like to say that, I'm very excited. Last year, the year before, nothing really happening with this the St. Patrick's Day with the COVID and that. And now everything opened up and big, you know, there are parades in towns and celebrations. And hey, it's, I can't wait to get out of it. It's great. Going to be great.
You got your shamrock on as well there, have you, Hector?
I have, yes. I have, I got green hat as well. So yeah, I know pretty with me. And I I will have my green runners as well, and I think maybe I get green glasses. And a friend of mine, he gave me an Ireland rugby scarf. I away with that as well. I'm sure about a green dump. What about yourself, Eamon? You don't look like you're greened up for anything.
No, I'm going to put my feet up and I'll watch the events from the comfort of my sofa, and I'll have a little tinky winky as the parades go by there, and I'll be nice and warm.
All right, okay. I might go up myself afterwards and have a look, see what's going on in the parades. Okay, thank you. And listeners, once again, thank you for joining us and for listening to us, and we hope you've enjoyed today's show. And wherever you are in the world, wish you a good day, a good evening, a good morning, a good night. Mind yourselves, take care, and we'll be back. So.